But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8, NKJV. Every vessel begins as formless clay, raw, unshaped, and ordinary. Before divine power can dwell within, the heart must yield to the potter's touch, molding it according to his will and purpose. The potter knows what he's making even when the clay doesn't. From your perspective, the pressure may feel unbearable, seasons of breaking, stretching, or being pressed on every side. But from his hands flows perfect intention. The same fingers that formed the mountains are patiently forming your spirit to carry his glory. When the clay resists, it cracks. When it surrenders, it becomes strong in the potter's grip. Every trial, every disappointment, every delay is a shaping process. God is not punishing you. He is preparing you not for comfort, but for capacity, not for beauty alone, but for usefulness in his kingdom. Reflection. First, in what areas of your life is God shaping you right now? Second, are there places where you've resisted his hand through fear, pride, or impatience? Third, what would it look like to fully surrender to his molding process today? Prayer. Heavenly Father, I am the clay and you are the potter. Shape me according to your will. Crush every part of me that resists your hands and form in me a vessel fit for your glory. Teach me to trust your timing, to yield to your purpose, and to rest in your love even when I don't understand the process. Fill me with your spirit that I may carry your presence to a world in need of your power.